Hey, time now for our semi-regular feature, The Best Song in the World Today. And if this is your first go-round, the best song doesn't have to be the most popular, and it's not necessarily the most exciting. It's a song that means something really special to the particular listener. It has a story, a history, enough to make this person stop and say, "This is the best song in the world today."
We're with our editor, Tricia McKinney. Tell us, in your world, what is the best song in the world?
It is a strange world that I'm in. Okay, so years ago, I was shopping at a record store. I went through one of those boxes of old records when this crazy album cover jumped out at me. It's Elsa Lanchester's Songs for a Shuttered Parlor. You see,
She's sitting in a parlor, backward on a chair, burlesque sort of dress.
Yeah,
big,
a little bit of a negligee going on here. So, you know, Elsa Lanchester, the bride of Frankenstein, Elsa Lanchester, I had to buy this thing. I bought it for about $3. So it turned out to be songs that she used to perform at a cabaret in front of a live audience. And it all goes back to the 1920s. She started a nightclub called the Cave of Harmony, did funny little numbers for an audience of people like Evelyn Waugh, Aldous Huxley, H.G. Wells. Here's her husband, actor Charles Laughton, talking about those performances.
Elsa had a nightclub. She wore, of all things, a pink paper skirt, a blue bodice, her long and witty legs, her mop of unruly red hair, and a man's high silk hat to top it all. She used to sing this fragment of a song as an encore.
I may be fast, I may be loose, I may be easy to seduce, I may not be particular to keep the perpendicular, but all my horizontal friends are princes, peers, and reverends. When Tom or Dick or Bertie call, you'll find me strictly vertical.
Isn't that awesome?
What great lyrics.
That is
saucy.
But that is not the best song in the world today. Charles Laughton calls his wife Elsa the mistress of the double entendre, you know, a word or phrase with a double meaning, a risque double meaning. So now I'll take you to the best song in the world today. It's called Faith, Hope, and Charity, and here it goes.
There were three sisters, Faith, Hope, and Charity. The pride of the town were they, and they grew up with singular disparity. Each in her own sweet way. Faith was a good girl, got herself religion. Hope started out to roam. But Charity was contented because charity begins at home. Oh, Charity began at home. She didn't care to pray or roam. Oh, you'd never have believed what Charity achieved when Charity began at home.
Okay, so this song was written in the 1940s because Elsa continued doing these weird little songs at a theater in Hollywood. And people like Bertolt Brecht would come and hear her. She's just so awesome. So when I found this album, it sent me down this long rabbit hole of research. I actually found a book of some of the lyrics to these songs. And Elsa writes about her, how she does the double entendre. She says, "The art of selling a double entendre is to make the members of an audience feel almost guilty that such strange thoughts should pass through their minds. I'm told my innocent expression prior to my knowing smile is my number one weapon." So, that's how she does it, and so let's listen to the rest of Faith, Hope, and Charity and find out what happened to those three girls.
And while Faith kept praying and Hope kept straying, Charity just cashed in. Oh, Charity began at home. She didn't care to pray or roam. She'd do better, she was certain, in behind her parlor curtain. So Charity began at home. It wasn't long before her generosity brought her suitors by the score. And those who came from pure curiosity always came back for more. Her rolls and her muffins were hot from the oven. Her pies drove admirers wild. And was rumored her brown Betty had made many a man forget he ever had a wife or child.
I'm worried about the FCC, I think.
I am too.
Why? It's so innocent.
Care to pray or roam. In the struggle for survival, faith and hope could never rival what Charity began home. What charity began at home?
Welcome to my world.
The best song in the world today, courtesy of Trisha McKinney and Elsa
Lanchester.
Trisha, thank you for sharing.
I want to stand and applaud. That was awesome.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.